Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I hope you are enjoying the spiritual benefits and blessings of the month of Ramadan. For indeed, Ramadan is the best of the month in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its days are the best of the days and its nights are the best of the nights. Our religious acts are accepted and our prayers are answered. If you remember, we were talking about the feast of Ramadan, its host that is Allah and its guest that is us. We realize that the host is a special host, the invitation is a special invitation, and the guests are special, and therefore the feast itself has to be a special and important feast. Hence, our etiquettes and practices has to be special in this blessed month. Today we would like to discuss the etiquettes of the month of Ramadan, how we should prepare ourselves for this month, what should we do during the month of Ramadan, and how we should end this feast of Allah. We would like to talk about the etiquettes of the feast, because the host is Allah and very important personalities such as Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have been invited to this feast, so we need to be very careful. There is a range of practices and etiquettes that we do and observe when we are going to a feast or a gathering. For example, we go and take a shower, we wear good clothing, we use attar and perfume. And the more important a guest and the more important a feast is, the more you prepare yourself for it. When we are going to a feast or a gathering, there is a range of etiquettes and things that we hold and do, such as going and taking a shower, using perfume and attar, wearing good clothing. And the more important the feast is, the more we prepare ourselves for it.
What promises do you make to yourself when entering the month of Ramadan?
Firstly, to keep all the fasts, but that comes with a lot of more. Fasting isn't just simply just refraining from food, you have to refrain from a lot of other things as well. So I think it's best that I find something about myself which I'll try to refrain from. Maybe it could be swearing, it could be anything throughout your daily life, and you try your hardest to at least refrain from that.
Before the arrival of Ramadan, there's a very famous sermon that the Prophet has in history, that he was speaking to the people and letting them know about what Ramadan is all about before it arrived. And there he says that its nights are the best of nights, its days are the best of days, and anfasukum fihi tasbih, nawmukum fihi ibadah, your breaths are tasbih, are praising, are dhikr of Allah. And that your sleep is worship of Allah. Now, when he's giving this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam stands up. Imam Ali stands up and he asks the Prophet, and this is a very nice question by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He asks the Prophet, in this month, tell me what the best thing one can do is. What is the best of a'mal in this month? Now, normally people will think that, yeah, okay, it's Quran, maybe it's staying up at night and praying, dua, things like that. But what counts is what the Prophet answers. The Prophet says, "Al-wara'u an maharimillah." It means to refrain from those things that Allah has made haram on you. That is the best of a'mal in this month. And what's the reason for that? When you think about it, you remember the verse that says, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba 'alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He's explaining why He even ordained the fast on the Muslims, made it wajib on them. He says, "La'allakum tattaqun," so that you may be of the pious. Piety means refraining from the harams and doing what has been made wajib and obligatory on us. That's what it's all about.
Have we ever thought with ourselves what are the things that we need to do before the month of Ramadan starts? Have we prepared ourselves? Have we taken a shower? Is our clothing ready? We need to be able to prepare ourselves properly before the month of Ramadan starts in order to be able to enjoy its blessings and barakats. We need to understand how we can prepare ourselves for this month, how we can enjoy its blessings. For indeed, Rasulullah says, the miserable and unlucky is the one who cannot attain forgiveness and pleasure of Allah in the month of Ramadan.
وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد وصح محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Night 4. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم السلام على خير خلقه أجمعين نبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Human beings are sociable beings. In other words, we like to associate ourselves with others. We like to spend time and communicate and relate our affairs with others amongst our family or even amongst the community or society in which we reside in. And therefore, when it comes to this element, one thing that we seek to establish is a strong relationship between us and the others. Relationships are, of course, sometimes something which is the focus of our behavior, how we strengthen our connection with other human beings. Sometimes this is because of the respect that we have for those human beings, and sometimes is because of the love that is indeed present in our hearts for those individuals. The most important relationship that you and I should be seeking to strengthen, however, is the one with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the month of Ramadan is the month of the strengthening of the relationship with the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Question yourself, what is your relationship with the Almighty? How is your connection with the Only Beloved, with your Creator? And the month of Ramadan is an opportunity to contemplate and to think about how one could advance and strengthen this connection with the Almighty Jalla wa Ala. Notice how the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings be upon them all, they have presented for you and I a number of important supplications, du'as that indeed serve to strengthen the relationship between the created and his creator. Therefore, the du'a of Arafah, for instance, a du'a of the iftitah, is one that is sometimes referred to and is recited on a daily basis during the month of Ramadan. But this recitation, as much as it's important, the element that we need to focus on is to take some extracts and to be able to somewhat link it to our lives and our present situation. Look at what the Imam alayhi salam mentions in Dua al-Iftitah. فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَئِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبِّ. Oh Allah, look at my relationship with you. I have never seen a Lord who is so generous and magnanimous, who deals with the servant and the slave who is so miserly and stingy. إِنَّكَ تَدْعُونِي فَأُوَلِّي عَنْكَ. You call me, especially in the month of Ramadan, and I turn my back on you. إِنَّكَ تَدْعُونِي فَأُوَلِّي عَنْكَ وَتَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيَّ فَأَتَبَغَّضُ إِلَيْكَ. You shower me with love and compassion, and I reciprocate it with anger and animosity. وَتَتَوَدَّدُ إِلَيَّ فَلَا أَقْبَلُ مِنْكَ. Even further than compassion, you give me with all the blessings, and I do not accept it. And I do not want it, and I'm ungrateful for it. كَأَنَّ لِيَ التَّطَوَّلَ عَلَيْكَ. It's as if I have some kind of an obligation over you, O my Lord. فَلَمْ يَمْنَعْكَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ لِي وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَيْ وَالتَّفَضُّلِ عَلَيَّ بِجُودِكَ وَكَرَمِكَ. Now, despite the fact that most of us, the way we treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way our relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that the Almighty blesses us, the Almighty encapsulates us with His rahmah and mercy, especially in the month of Ramadan, with all the wonderful array of features and blessings that are available and the reward that is abundant. The way we treat this holy month and the way we reciprocate this offer that the Almighty Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has presented before you and I leaves a lot to be desired. And the Imam alayhi salam reflects this in terms of our own lives. The Imam says, despite all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to shower us with His mercy and continues to demonstrate the pinnacle of generosity and compassion. Indeed, we are told in this wonderful supplication that when it comes to somebody asking and the other person reciprocating, sometimes we are told that in our day-to-day relationships, if we abuse others, or if you abuse what others have given us, normally people give up on us. After a while, they will no longer care about us. They will no longer come to our need. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, of course, not like this. فَلَيْسَ مِنْ صِفَاتِكَ يَا مَوْلَايِ أَن تَأْمُرَ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَتَمْنَعَ الْعَطِيَّةِ. The dua says, oh Allah, it is not part of your characteristics that you and I have come to know, that you have asked us to supplicate, yet at the same time you do not give. Because you're the one who says in the Quran that if a servant of mine has asked you about me, addressing the Prophet, then say to them, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I am close to the one as long as they are seeking me. And that is the key. That is the very important element and the secret that we need to unlock in the month of Ramadan. That element of taking one step towards Allah, making an effort, a determination, a commitment to make that all positive change and a transformation from within. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the efforts of you and I, especially in this very difficult time and challenges that we face, the abundance of materialism that stands between us and the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the challenge in this holy month, let's get our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back on track, and let's get it stronger. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us achieve this with His blessings and with His rahmah. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
رمضان تجلى وبدا سما طبال العبد إذا ارتزما. رمضان تجلى وبدا سما طبال العبد.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم states, فإن الشقي من حرم غفران الله في هذا الشهر العظيم. Indeed, the miserable and unlucky is the one who cannot attain forgiveness and pleasure of Allah in this month. This means we have to be very careful, and we have to be 100% sure that we can make the most out of this month. One of the easy ways to improve our iman, to purify our souls, is by attending majalises, going to our local mosque and centers, sit down with our brothers and sisters, read and recite Quran, listen to lectures, speak to scholars, and in this way we can help ourselves as well as others purify our souls and make the most out of Ramadan.
What promises do you make to yourself when entering the month of Ramadan?
Ramadan's a month where I strive to read certain du'as throughout the month. The beauty of the Imams is that they've left us so many du'as. Du'a Samad, du'a Kamal, du'a Adda, and certain daily du'as. So throughout the month I like the opportunity to read all these du'as, read as much du'as as possible. And obviously, the best of reading is the Holy Quran. Read as much of the Quran and nurture myself to implement as much of the actual Arabic itself.
The first promise is what sort of person I was before the start of month of Ramadan. I'm not gonna go back, so I will improve and I will travel towards Allah and spirituality is a spiritual way. I am closer to God. I am doing and following His commands and learning the humanity and the message of Ramadan.
The beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, I try to make the most of Ramadan by reading religious books, by educating myself, by giving to charity. These are the aims, and inshallah, we will try to do that.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhina yujahidu fiha fanahdi annahum subulana." So the person that strives in our way, we will surely help them. So if we go into the holy month with this conviction that if we strive and struggle, Allah will surely help us, especially in this holy month when a lot of the doors of hell are closed, then we can really aim high, be optimistic. I think it's important that the goals that we set are realistic at the same time. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Allah prefers the action which is small but regular than a one-off action. So if we decide that in this year, in the holy month of Ramadan, we're going to give up lying, for example, or give up ghibah, start small and build up. I think that's better than starting off something overly ambitious that we're going to read one juz of Quran every single day.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. It's Syed Ali here again, and we have been talking about Ramadan and nutrition, food in Ramadan, and a little bit of exercise. We've already covered topics such as metabolism during Ramadan, and we've discussed as to how Ramadan can affect your body, slow your metabolism down. And like most of us, we may be very inactive during Ramadan, so we need to make sure we get that right. We also touched a bit about hydration, water, fruit, let's say watermelon, etc., which I've already discussed about. And in the previous episode, we discussed as to how much water hydration requires, your body requires during Ramadan. Just to add to that briefly, and to round that up, water can also be obtained, as I've already mentioned this before, not just from pure water itself, but maybe from milk, fruit juices, some fruits, dates, watermelon, etc. But try not to have fizzy drinks during Ramadan, because these are not sources of water, these are sources of caffeine, and that's probably the last thing you want during Ramadan. It is not good for your metabolism. Today, we will be moving on from fluids, hydration, to meals, and what you should be eating when you're ready to open your fast. Now, the basic idea is, and the way most people body work, is when you haven't had food for the entire day, 16 to 18 hours roughly, you end up overindulging yourself. And this is the point where most people feel that this is what they should be doing, by overeating just to compensate for the entire day. Now, in Ramadan, most of us become very much inactive. And inactivity means your body requires less energy. When we touched on metabolism, we spoke about your body, the way in Ramadan it converts energy from food and how slow it becomes. And if you're inactive, the metabolism rate slows down, so that means you do not need as much food. So if you think about that, it may not be a good idea when you're ready to open your fast to have something really heavy or to overindulge yourself just to compensate. Because what that means is that when you've been fasting for the whole day, your body is, let's say, in a starvation mode. What that means is, it's very simple, your gut becomes smaller. So when you're trying to bring food into it, you're actually trying to force your gut to open up. Most of us have had that feeling before. It is not a good feeling to have. You feel really sick after that. And that is certainly not advisable. So the idea here is, when you open your fast, from personal experience, open your fast with something, I wouldn't say light, but I would say date. That is something you should have. I normally have about 3 to 5 dates when I open my fast with water. Trust me, when you have dates, the feeling your body, the feeling is that it becomes really full. Even if it's not, it's just the feeling that your body says, okay, I am full, I don't need to have more. It also prevents, apart from getting all the necessary potassium, sugar, etc., and hydration, it also prevents you from indulging more because your body feels it's already full. So you can control your diet. Now, I know you've been doing that for the remaining for the entire 14 to 16 hours, but you can try to not to overindulge yourself, stay healthy, eat healthy, and then feel good about yourself. So Ramadan is not just about fasting. It's also about resisting the temptation of when you break your fast. And it is very much essential that you know the idea of the breaking the fast and what the theory behind it is, because we need to abstain not just from not eating food for the entire 16-18 hours. We need to make sure that when we eat proper. And this is the reason why it is very much essential when you break your fast, you need to make sure that you have something little, but something which makes you feel full. Bananas, dates, as I've discussed, some water. Also, When you've had dates, let's say 3 to 5, you need to make sure you have loads of water, maybe 1 to 2 glasses of water, as I've discussed previously, to go with it, so that you feel hydrated instantly, and then you feel a little bit full. Now, we've only touched a little bit about breaking the fast. I will be talking much about this in much more detail as we go on, and I will be giving you hints and tips as to what to avoid, what to eat. I know the temptation is always there, but I'm sure we can work it out and then feel healthy about ourselves and not feel guilty. So yes, we will be talking about more nutrition in the coming episodes. Thank you very much.
المسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد وصح محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
order to make the most out of Ramadan, we need to understand the etiquettes which need to be observed during the month of Ramadan and also before and after the month of Ramadan. And the most important thing is to know how we should prepare ourselves for this great month. This is a special feast with a special host like Allah and a special guest like the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So we have to try our best to be able to enter this feast with full preparation. Let's ask Allah with sincere hearts and clean intentions to grant us the opportunity and success to fasting this month and recite Quran with understanding and acting upon what we read. For now, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.